This is the Insider Circle Audio Network with John Melly, a compelling interview program featuring today's innovative business leaders. Join us as we explore the creative solutions and unique products and services being developed for today's consumers and how businesses are thriving in today's complex marketplace. Now here's your host, John Melly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. We have a terrific guest today. You know, if you've ever heard of Winnebago, it's probably due in large part to my guest today. My guest is Mr. Ron Haugen, and Mr. Haugen was the seventh employee hired at Winnebago at the age of 18 in 1959, when Winnebago was just a startup company. Ron began as a line foreman on a travel trailer line of Winnebago and worked his way up to vice president of operations in the late 1970s. He was elected president and CEO in 1980 at the height of the second oil embargo, hyperinflation, and a severe recession. And that year, unit volume of motorhome sales by the entire industry fell by more than 80% from 1978. Winnebago's annual sales fell by 60%, and the company recorded a $14 million loss. Over the next 4 years, Ron, as the new CEO, returned the company to record levels of sales of over $400 million and earnings of $28 million by 1984. During this time, Ron took Winnebago public on the New York Stock Exchange, and Winnebago had such a strong growth, it soon became the darling stock of the New York Stock Exchange. Ron retired from Winnebago in 1985 and founded Vicks Product Design Incorporated to design and build products for the automotive and service industries. Then, one day in the mid-1990s, a banker called Ron to ask him to come out of retirement and assist a new manufacturer of low-bed trailers that was struggling. Ron's recommendations in the first year converted a loss to a profit. Ron realized there needed to be a system and tools that would allow small businesses to level the playing field with a Fortune 500 company. Ron created and then tested what's known as the three-page business plan and the three-page management system. Ron is constantly asked to share his secrets that he uses to help two types of companies, those that are struggling and in pain, and those who want to accelerate their growth. So we're really thrilled to have him as our guest with us today. Ron, welcome to the program. How are you today, sir?
I'm just fine. Thank you, John. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's terrific to speak with you. You know, I have a question for you. How does a former CEO of Winnebago Industries, a Fortune 500 company, get into the business of helping small businesses grow? You know, most CEOs take their golden parachutes and ride off into the sunset, but you're different. You came out of retirement to create the three-page tool and system. How did that come about?
Well, I think, John, in the beginning of that was Winnebago was a small company.
Mm-hmm.
Had the same startup problems that all small companies have. And when we got to the point where we were able to start to put systems together and start doing the management end of running any business, it turned around and grew faster. And so my goal was to say that why couldn't we have a system that was both a blueprint of the details you follow and some software to speed it up and let small businesses have most of the advantages that the Fortune 500 companies have today.
So the three-page management system, how did that all evolve? What did you do to actually pull these different components together and say, hey, look, this worked here. How can we make this work for other businesses?
Well, generally, John, I always say that all companies plan. And startups or young companies, small companies, big companies. And believe it or not, you can visualize or you can show the different stages of planning. And, you know, there are three or four of them. I have small companies that their plan or their vision is in their mind. They may be on a napkin. I've seen napkins with coffee rings on them that had their plan on it to maybe a business plan or a four-day sabbatical at Hilton Head where you shut down all the phones.
Right.
And you put together a stack of great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought has always been that if we all plan, why couldn't we develop a simple system to allow that plan to unfold?
All right.
And unfolding, to me, is first putting the plan in an organized fashion so we can communicate what that plan really said. And when I'm saying that, we're looking for communications. A lot of people look at communication as maybe only the banker, maybe only the employees, maybe only the supplier. But really, we need to communicate to all those people.
Okay.
So with your napkin plan, it's a little tough.
Yeah.
So with 3Page, one of our three secrets is to pigeonhole that information into one of our programs and make the plan easy to understand and easy to communicate, which takes us into the second secret, which is leading and communicating of the plan. And the last secret, John, is merely to measure it, keep track. So 3Page builds a scoreboard, and we're able to track that plan on a weekly basis and be able to communicate it simply to the employees, to the banker. Side note, I had a customer that had been on the system for 2-3 years. He was a tire retailer, a couple locations, and he needed one of those $80,000 tire trucks.
Yeah.
So he took his 3Page tracking system to the banker, and the banker said, wow, you're 10% over in your income and you're 5% under in your expenses. You know, go get your truck. So
yeah.
it has to be that simple.
Okay.
Because as I believe, when you get to become a General Motors, you end up getting the reporting system so complex that it becomes very difficult to communicate it to those people we just talked about.
Sure.
So three secrets, three pigeonholes, great action.
Okay. Ron, you work with a lot of entrepreneurs. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about why you decided to create this thing for small businesses, because you said at the beginning that Winnebago, when you started, was a startup. And you know and identify with a small business person, and you obviously love the journey of growing a business. What do you see as a common theme for people wanting to start their own business?
Well, I'm kind of an entrepreneur myself, John, and there's a lot of different reasons, but if you looked at all of them, you'd say things like, I want to control my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work my hours. There may even be people I don't want to work with. I'm looking for adding the assets of the business to my retirement. A lot of those independent things. And in today's world, John, it's even broader, because a lot of our young people out there have been laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And business mergers, the downsizing, we've heard all of those. And the days of working for the Rock Island Railroad and getting your pension has changed.
Right.
And they see a safe haven in owning their own business. The problem with owning your own business, of course, is things have to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I like to look at owning your own business as simply three steps. First step out the door is getting enough clients to receive enough income to cash flow. That's always, we talked about that earlier, that's step one.
Yeah.
And second step is growth step. And my way of looking at a growth step is assembling systems and management in place to continue to keep up with the demands that are placed upon your company because of the growth.
Right.
And the last is probably you're going to maybe will it to your kids. Maybe you're going to sell it. Could easily be a major part of your retirement. And who wouldn't like that?
Right. So those are three different levels of business growth. Getting your customers, and then once you get it, continuing the growth, and then trying to figure out what to do with it, once you've got it to a place where you're happy with it, right?
Of course.
Sure. What is the 3Page system?
It's a management system that allows you to manage your business in minutes. It gives you the pigeonholes that we talked about earlier. Can I just say for a minute what it's not?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
So often I'll be doing a presentation, and my audience in the beginning will, till they get deep enough in the presentation, they'll be thinking it's an accounting system.
Right.
Well, number one, it's not an accounting system. It doesn't even have decimal points because our accuracy doesn't need to be to the penny. What we're doing is giving you a periscope to look over the hill.
Okay.
And so, you know, what it's not... not an accounting system, not an inventory management system. It's not a time and motion study. It's not a point of sale.
Huh.
It's a unique system that focuses on what matters most and communicates that information to your banker, your employees, your vendors. And it's in real time, as you said earlier. Real time meaning it's every week.
You know, I'm looking at the clock. We need to take a quick break. But when we come back, let's talk about the kind of information that you're stuffing into those pigeonholes, okay?
All right, John.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Insider Circle Audio Network with John Melly.
Welcome back. My guest today is Ron Haugen, the creator of the three-page business plan and three-page management system. Ron, just before the break, you were talking about the three secrets that the three-page system has, and you talked about the type of information that you, the words you used were pigeonholing to really help manage a business. Could you talk about that kind of information and maybe what some of the small business owners are struggling with?
I think, John, it's to say it very simply. We talked earlier about the fact that everyone has a vision and everyone does some form of planning.
Mm-hmm.
Once the ball starts to roll or the sawmill starts to run, the only tool that we have given small businesses up till three-page is a profit and loss statement, a monthly profit and loss statement.
Right.
So if that's your management tool, in my opinion, there's two, three things wrong with using a monthly P&L statement for managing.
Okay.
Number one, it comes on the third week of the following month, providing your accounting department is on time.
Yeah.
So to me, it's impossible to manage a business with data 7 weeks old.
Okay.
Number two, it has somewhere between 27 and 45 line items.
Right.
So it's intimidating for most of the employees when you're discussing that with them. And for those that understand a monthly P&L statement well, they know that, one, there are only one or two lines within it. And number two, if your accounting system is not a profit center accounting system, their line item is mixed with other people. So for them to really show accomplishment, the profit and loss statement doesn't do it. So if that's the tool that we've used for years, Three Pages developed the three secrets, as we just talked about it.
Yeah.
And that separates all the chaff from the wheat.
Okay. So what you're saying is that Three Page is really more of a real-time overview of what's happening in the business rather than the dated information in a profit and loss statement.
Perfect, except one thing more, John.
Okay.
Three Page only measures what matters most.
What's that?
Well, it's basically the same in every company. There are some differences. Let's use the typical one first.
Okay.
First line item on the profit and loss statement is income or revenue, whatever they call it.
Right.
So that's the money you receive every month or in Three Page every week.
Okay.
The second line item that's generally high on the important list for a couple, three reasons would be total expenses. Now, what we're doing when we only focus on those two, we're saying to a small business owner every week, you will know whether you overachieved or underachieved your forecasts.
Okay.
And if you're underachieving on your income line, John, there's basically only two things you can do. It's not complicated.
Yeah.
You either have to raise sales without lowering margins.
Yeah.
Or reduce expenses. So you're looking at those two on a weekly basis. With Three Page, it not only shows you the week, but the month-to-date, quarter-to-date, and year-to-date of how you're standing up against your plan. So often I look at a plan and say, well, it's a credenza plan. You purchased someone to help you build a plan, and you packed it off to your banker, and you were able to obtain a line of credit, and that was the reason that you built it, and you put it on the credenza. And with Three Page, your business plan does not go on the credenza.
It's something that you're actively working on a regular basis.
Right. Now, there may be some other items that are important. You may want to track two or three other ones. One thing I always tell everyone, if they're not measuring anything today, if we're measuring one item, we've just increased our visibility by 100%.
Can you give me an example for that? I'm sorry.
Well, I'll give you one that's off of the revenue side of a typical small business. Let's look at a CPA firm.
Okay.
Or a lawyer. They want to track billable hours.
Right.
That's their game.
Yep.
And I have accounts out there that have 2-3 years only track billable hours, and they add then other line items as they go. I look at a line item, John, as a line item in an expense budget, and goal of any manager is to have his arms around all the line items in your expense budget. But with Three Page, you can start with the biggies.
Okay.
Start with the ones that are the most flexible, that causes the puppies to be loose more often, and consequently allows you to pick a whole lot more low-hanging fruit in a hurry.
You referred to the biggies. Can you give me an example of one of the biggies?
Sure. If you were to say, I'm tracking revenue and I'm tracking total expenses, but my labor seems to be my biggest enemy as I go through the year, I would pull labor out and track labor. If, for example, now in that scenario we just built, we have revenue, labor, total expenses, with 3Page, with that kind of data in your data bank, you can use a tool that we call Snapshot to go in and analyze your cash flow. So I would, and cash flow, you asked what the biggest villains were. Obviously, staying on plan is villain one.
Right.
And villain 1.1 is cash flow.
Cash flow. Very good. It's amazing how quickly the time goes by. We need to take another quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about, you know, they sent over some information prior to being on the program that they called 3Page the missing link. Maybe we could talk about that, okay?
Okay, John.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Thanks, sir.
This is the Insider Circle Audio Network with John Melly.
Welcome back. My guest today is Ron Haugen, the creator of the 3Page Business Plan and 3Page Management System. Ron, just before the break, you were talking about going after the low-hanging fruit in, you know, the money, finding out where your biggest problems are that 3Page allows you to kind of get an overview of and say, okay, you know what? We're making this kind of money, but here's where our expenses are. And out of all of the expenses, this is the big bugaboo right here. And I mentioned just before the break that 3Page has been called the missing link for small businesses. Could you explain why and maybe share a story about how 3Page has helped a business?
Thank you, John. Yeah, the missing link, I think, is really an appropriate name for our product because it's obvious to me and obvious to the customers that we have out there that there's always been the missing link of keeping score and communicating the score with your employees to enhance your bottom line. I've had customers that have a lady then in Phoenix that in her first testimonial she did for me, she said, wow, I now have peace of mind. And it's kind of interesting to listen to her because they were in deep financial trouble. 3Page was able to increase their productivity. Consequently, now they're driving new cars and they take trips to Europe. And and the testimonial says if it wasn't for 3Page, we wouldn't be here. There's all of that, but there's a lot of great stories, John, but I enjoy one story of an individual that has 80-some batch plants for concrete in 5 states. And he had a communication issue, and of course, 3Page solved that. But the last testimonial that I had him do, he says, you know, Ron, with 3Page, I don't worry about all of the dollar volume that goes through each one of my batch plants because they manage their own system. They make their sales and they hit their targets. So as the owner, says, I only worry about adding another 5 or 10% of more business to them and helping out the bottom line even more by opening up larger accounts. In that case, John, right now it's in Iowa, it's windmills are popular, so windmills take concrete.
Oh.
So I hear everything from peace of mind, better communication, able to focus on what a CEO should be focusing on, and they're reaching their goals.
Right.
Everyone wants to achieve their forecast or their business plan, and the only way I think you can do it is to measure your results weekly and fix a problem before it's very big.
So you're saying that 3Page really is a way to look at the revenue and the expenses of a business and measure it on a regular basis so that they really have a good picture of what's going on in their business.
Exactly right. Measure it on a weekly basis, John. But measure it in such a fashion that it's easy to communicate and everyone understands it and has bought into the plan.
You know, you've used the word communicate a number of times, and I think maybe we need to clarify that a little bit more. When you talk about communicating, the money side of a business is usually kept very private amongst management. The typical employee down the line isn't going to hear about revenues or expenses or anything like that unless there's really a problem. When you use the word communicate, how do you see that word being implemented or executed within a business?
With the 3Page management system, we even go a step beyond producing the software. The most important part of 3Page is the fact that it has a blueprint of the steps I followed for years to help make a business better.
Okay.
And the software side, John, is merely a device to make it happen prettier, quicker, more efficient. I'm old enough, I remember when the calculator first came out.
Yeah.
But with the advantage of the computers and all the things they do, 3Page goes even beyond providing the information we've just talked about. With a click of a button, you can design an agenda You can have the three-page trackers come in on top of the agenda, push print, and you're ready for your weekly meeting. So weekly meeting, yes, and a complete package. Then our goal, in fact, it says on the top of our weekly meeting, a three-minute meeting.
Okay.
So 3 minutes a week, you can pull this information together and communicate it to all those people we've talked about.
Okay, very interesting. I want to talk to you because it sounds like 3 pages is a lot more than just a software program. You mentioned the word blueprint. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Certainly, John.
All right, we'll be right back after this. This is great. Thank you, Ron.
You're listening to the Insider Circle Audio Network with John Melly.
Welcome back. My guest today is Ron Haugen, the creator of the three-page business plan and three-page management system. And Ron, we've been discussing the missing link that small businesses, the missing link in their success. Three-page system is designed to help small businesses basically have the same tools available to them that a Fortune 500 company does so that they can measure their growth. Am I correct in that?
That's correct, John.
Okay. One of the things that you mentioned just before our last break was that 3Page is a lot more than just a software program. Obviously, it helps you input data, and then it basically creates reports from that. But you also alluded to a blueprint so that you can communicate the information to managers or department heads. Could you talk a little bit more about the blueprint and maybe what's involved in this missing link? How do they take this data? And then what are the steps they need to take in order to maximize the usefulness of that information?
Okay, John. What we do, you know, really is we add harmony and peace of mind to the businesses. But what we really look for is, of course, is when that happens, we're going to find the company more money.
Okay.
And what we have is a seven-step system to find those hidden dollars. And with that seven-page system, as we've talked earlier, you know, it takes about 3 to 5 minutes a week to report it. And what it uses for a base is 3 pages of a typical business plan. And so guess what? Your potential credenza plan, those 3 pages that we've talked about are going to be active.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what are the 3 pages?
Yeah.
We're going to analyze your business. We're going to set some goals. Then we're going to develop a forecast. And there again comes the missing link back because, again, I believe everyone plans, whether it's a napkin plan, a credenza plan, a Hilton Head sabbatical.
Right.
But the question's always the same. What do I do with all this stuff?
Right. So what do you do?
We then come back and we have a very systematic, easy way to put your plan into our system and put it to work.
You mentioned that there was some hidden money in a business. Where is that money?
Well, typically the biggest, lowest hanging fruit you can capitalize on is just managing your internal affairs, which tends to be labor.
Okay.
Could be achieve a few more sales. And it could be making all your staff aware that we're trying to be better. And, it could be in something like giving your insurance bid every year instead of every 5 years. The thing that I see happen, we do not get into the insurance line budgeting. We get into the labor line and maybe a utility cost. But what happens, John, with 3Page, everyone is in the communication loop. They know where we're going. They know how good a job we're doing on the journey, and they want to contribute. I always say that no one got up this morning and said, I think I'll be number two today.
Yeah, right.
So if you communicate to your people and share with them, make your business transparent, and turn around then and ask them for their input, you will have at least a half a wagon full of low-hanging fruit.
This is a fascinating thing, and I think the theme that keeps coming back to me is communication, that you're talking with the people who work in the company. And I think on a lot of levels that's a real cultural shift for, a business culture. You know, a lot of folks keep that information close to the vest. They just don't share it. People go to work and they assume that, you know, they do their job, they're going to get a paycheck at the end of the week. How far down the line are we communicating? I guess that's the question that I want to know. And I suppose, you know, with small businesses, how far down the line could be 2-3 people. But, you know, there are other companies that maybe 10, 20, 50 people. How far?
Maybe if you have one or two, they're keenly important.
Yeah.
The communication, it'll come in, you know, the further down the line you go, John, with a larger company, your communication is going to change. The top part of your organization is going to be dealing with a whole lot of details. When you're communicating to your people, all of them, for example, I used to communicate to 4,000 every quarter.
Right.
And they wanted to know what market share was. So we built a horse track, and we put all our competition's horses on there plus ours, and we showed them where we were at turn one, turn two, turn three, turn four. Those kind of communication pieces, you know, the more creative, the easier they're understood, the better. But with the management team itself, three-page gives the managers, and you talked about it earlier, gives the managers the opportunity to see how they're standing against the actuals or how are our results. So if that's true, then with that in mind, we also take care of the cash flow problem, which can in most cases be really impacting to these companies. There's 96 out of 100 companies go broke in the first 5 years.
Yeah.
So, and I believe most of those go broke because they did not have adequate cash to get through their learning curves.
Right.
So, in other words, while they were inefficient, they were burning money, and they didn't have a big enough war chest.
And so the three-page gives you the information to keep some of your powder dry, so to speak.
That's right.
Okay.
And then along the line with communication, the three-page produces products. There are different scenarios that could be in a chart form. It could be in a number form that help people better understand what is the long range. We looking at a typical company probably has two or three peaks and valleys during a 12-month period of time.
Okay.
And during those peaks and valleys, it becomes the manager's goal to manage those major expense activities that are ramped up with a peak, and then they need to be ramped down.
Right.
And what I'm saying simply is if you're looking at labor and you have three peaks, to take care of the valley and be sure you're efficient there as well as the peak, you're going to have to look at some part-time help, some overtime, maybe some subcontractors.
Mm-hmm.
But with three-page, you can manage those peaks and valleys.
And it's not a shock to everybody when it happens.
No, because they knew it was going to come.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. We have to take another quick break. But when we come back, let's talk about a couple of more things about the three-page system, okay?
All right, John.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Insider Circle Audio Network with John Melly.
Welcome back. My guest today is Ron Haugen, the creator of the three-page business plan and three-page management system. Ron, you know, this has been a great conversation, and I think we actually have a couple of phone calls. You want to go ahead and take that?
Sure.
Hi, welcome to the program. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Dave Arndt.
Hi, Dave. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Great. Thanks for calling in. So are you a user of the three-page system?
Yes. We've been using it for a little over 5 years now.
Okay. What's your experience been like? What was it like before, and now that you've been using it, what's your experience?
Well, our biggest problem, even though we're a small business, communication was probably our weakest point.
Mm-hmm.
And this program puts us all together in a room for a short meeting once a week, and we all know what we're supposed to be doing for the next week.
Oh, okay.
I mean, even our production has improved dramatically. Our bottom line is much healthier than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think the staff here looks forward to our weekly meetings, and they take maybe 20 minutes. We get our minutes from the meeting within 45 minutes after the meeting ends.
Uh-huh.
And then we're ready to go for the week.
What was the problem before, and then, you know, what does three-page do to solve that?
Well, I'd say my biggest problem I was looking at was the profitability. We were growing sales at a pace faster than the profits.
Okay.
Which, in my opinion, was a little bit backwards.
Yeah.
So we started tracking our time and productivity, and within a year, we'd turned that around, and now we're definitely going in the right direction because our profits are growing at a larger percentage than our sales.
Wonderful. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for taking the time to give us a call today.
Oh, you bet. Appreciate it.
Well, Ron, they sound absolutely thrilled with what 3Page has been able to do for them.
Yeah, they've been an exciting client. We've grown with them for the past 8 years, and they've made some dynamic changes, and they're great people.
Wonderful. 3Page has been around 8 years, huh? At least?
That's correct.
Wow. It looks like we have another call. You want to go ahead and take that, too?
Sure. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Welcome to the program. Who's calling, please?
This is Lana Nassen from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hi, Lana. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Good. Are you a 3Page user?
Yes, I am.
What was your business like before, and what's it done for you?
Before we had 3Page, we were just going day by day and in fear and frustration and not knowing really where we were and didn't really know what the next step was that we should take. And then after using the three-page, each week we know exactly where we are. We know exactly when we need to market and what things we need to do. And it has just given us such peace of mind to know exactly where we are at any given moment.
Could you tell a little bit more about how you use it?
Sure. We make artificial limbs and braces, so we need to track our clinicians and see how much productivity they are doing. And so we are able to see how much each clinician is producing and which satellite office is actually doing better. So we can not only track the clinician's progress, but we also track the satellite office progress.
Oh, okay. And then you can probably see what they're doing and try and emulate it in other locations.
Exactly.
Wonderful. It sounds like it's been a real plus for you.
Oh, absolutely. Before we were so completely stressed out and just really didn't know how to get a grip on things. And with the three-page plan, we are able to not only get a grip on it, but we have peace of mind and we're able to take vacations with peace and know that our clinicians are actually producing. And it has broken this country club atmosphere, like they weren't required to produce. They just thought they came in and got a paycheck and went home. But now everybody works together to meet numbers and it's fun and they love the numbers.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to give us a call today.
You're welcome.
Ron, two for two. They sound absolutely thrilled.
Good. Yeah. They enhanced their bottom line and a lot happier. They've been also fun to work with.
Wonderful. Ron, I guess one of the questions that I have to ask you is, there are all kinds of businesses out there. Who's your ideal client? Who do you like to work with the most with 3Page?
Well, the ideal client, of course, is someone that wants to accelerate their growth to be a better manager.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are exciting to work with. And then also, we have the people that are in a lot of pain.
Okay.
They're financial difficulties and really need some immediate help. We've spent about 50% of our time in either one of those two. And that's, if you're in pain, give us a call and we'll certainly show you what we have.
Let me ask you this question. For folks out there who may be listening to this that are struggling, can 3Page really help them turn this around for them?
It'll identify what areas are impacting them the worst. In other words, where are they underachieving? Based upon the format that they set up in the front year. And typically, you bring those into focus. If you measure it and manage it and focus on it, it doesn't take a long time to turn things around, especially companies in pain. Companies in pain have all their employees are behind them, and cooperation is key, and lots of things can happen in 30 days.
Really? You've seen situations where businesses can really make a big change in 30 days?
Yeah, well, you'll see improvements in 30 days. And it's not like turning the Queen Elizabeth around in the Potomac, but it's a slow turn. But with 3Page, you pick up the low-hanging fruit first. That's the easiest to pick and probably the best to harvest.
Sure.
And that's part of the turnaround.
Sure. Everybody wants it to work. Your vendors want it to work. Your employees want it to work. Obviously, you as a business owner want it to work, because if it doesn't, that's a whole different ball game, you know?
Right.
Because otherwise, people lose their jobs, vendors lose money, and you go out of business. The other thing that I think that it may be the elephant in the room here is that the 3Page system, like you said, it brings things into focus. It might put things into such focus that people might have to make some painful decisions. Is that true?
Yeah, there's that, because if you've let something get away, you're going to have to put it together. The way I look at it, with 3Page, we're going to more than likely have most of the painful problems identified in our tracker. And when we decide to measure these two or three or maybe four items.
Okay.
And once they're there and we start to focus on them, back to your time question, it'll happen fast. I said earlier that no one got up this morning and wanted to be number two.
Right.
And you did a beautiful talk on, everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to pitch in and make it happen. That's what you see. You see the suppliers pitching in, the bankers pitch in, the employees pitch in, and your dealers, if you have dealers or advisors or whatever you have, if you explain to them where you're at and what you need to do, it's amazing. A little transparency will get a lot of buy-in.
Yeah. The theme from this conversation really seems to be communication.
And focus.
And focus with good information.
Right.
That's terrific. Let me ask you the flip side of the question. Who is this not for?
Well, it would be for a company that, number one, is really scared of discipline.
Okay.
Because you're going to have your dream out there, and your vision will be in black and white in a format that you look at weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not for a company that's complacent, that is just happy with the way they are.
That's pretty clear. If you like what you're doing, keep at it. If you don't, if you want to change, maybe you want to take a look at this thing.
Give us a call.
Okay. We need to take another quick break, but when we come back, I'm sure there are folks listening to this that want to get some information about 3Page. So let's talk about that, okay?
That'll work.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Insider Circle Audio Network with John Melly.
Welcome back. My guest today is Ron Haugen, the creator of the 3Page Business Plan and the 3Page Management System. Ron, this has been a fascinating conversation. I've enjoyed speaking with you. Obviously, you are very successful in the business world, and you've developed a system to help smaller businesses really have the same assets that a Fortune 500 company has access to manage their business. And I'm sure a lot of folks have been listening to our conversation and may be interested in learning more about the 3Page system. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, just drop into our website. It's 3-T-H-R-E spelled out.
Three, okay.
3PageBusinessPlan.com. And I think, John, what we're going to do is something special today.
Oh, okay.
For anyone that contacts us, we will send them a free DVD of the three secrets that we've been talking about. And I'll give them a 30-minute consultant talk about their business.
Oh, wonderful. That's very generous of you. I really appreciate you making that available to the folks listening. Ron, it looks like we have another phone call coming in. Do you want to go ahead and take that?
Sure, John.
All right. Hi, welcome to the program. Who's calling, please?
Yeah, my name is Julie from Scooby-Doo's Ice Cream and More.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. Thanks for taking the time to give us a call. Are you a user of the 3Page system?
I am. I've been using it for about 6 months now.
What was your experience prior to using it, and what has the 3Page system done for you and your business?
Well, prior to using this, I had just been open for about 4 or 5 months, and I was doing everything off of my business plan, thinking that my business plan was really, really good, and I knew what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
right.
that type of a thing. So then I implemented the 3Page program, and what happened then was I was able to look at my numbers on a weekly basis as opposed to a monthly basis.
Right.
I was able to adjust my sales, as it were, instantly. I knew where I needed to correct.
Okay.
To stay on track.
Okay.
So it was life-changing for my business.
It really, really helped you out, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
What was the biggest thing it did for you?
It showed me where my original numbers from my business plan were incorrect.
Okay.
And where my so-called guessing was not close to reality.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I thought it was pretty close.
You had an idea in your head, and then you were thinking, oh, that was a nice
yeah.
idea.
And on paper, it did look good.
Yeah.
But reality tends to be a little different. So it puts it right out there in front of you. And had I not gotten the 3Page system, my business would be in a completely different place right now.
Okay.
So it really turned it around and has us going well into a positive direction. So.
Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to give us a call today.
Thank you.
Ron, 3 for 3, a home run. They sound thrilled as well.
Good. That's exciting. And that's our goal. Our goal is to help small businesses grow into big businesses.
Excellent. Ron, what's your contact information again?
It's 3PageBusinessPlan.com. And spell the 3 out, T-H-R-E-E, please.
Okay.
So 3PageBusinessPlan.com.
And you're going to give folks who heard this program today a free DVD about the three secrets of the 3Page system that we've discussed during our interview, and also a 30-minute consultation, correct?
That's correct.
That's very, very generous of you. Thank you very much. I have one last question for you before we go. And before I ask the question, I want to thank you for your time today and sharing your knowledge and your information with us. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful to talk to you. But if there was one thing you wanted to make sure that our listeners understood as a result of our conversation, what would that be?
I think the one, number one thing, John, is really simple. Put your dream or your plan to work.
Put the plan to work.
That's it.
All right. One last time on the website, please, Ron.
Get our website up. It's 3PageBusinessPlan.com. And please type out 3, T-H-R-E-E. And again, to repeat myself, if you do that, we will send you a free DVD of the 3 secrets we've been talking about, and I'll give you 30 minutes of my time.
Very, very generous of you. And folks listening, if you don't take him up on this offer, you're crazy. I mean, the success that he's had in his business and how he's helped other businesses, 30 minutes of this man's knowledge, it's going to help your business tremendously. Ron, thank you very much again for your time. I really wish we could talk more, but we are out of time.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Be well.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Insider Circle Audio Network with John Melle. For more information on this program, please refer to the contact information that accompanies this audio CD.